Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where silicon meets sarcasm, and we dive deep into the circuits of the latest tech trends. I'm Alex, here to decode the complex, and with me, as always, is Jamie, who's here to ask the questions we're all thinking.
That's right, Alex. And today, I'm especially curious because we're talking about something that sounds like the plot of a tech thriller, the custom AI chip race of 2026. It's like Fast and the Furious, but with less car chase and more chip chase.
Exactly, Jamie. It's a battlefield out there, and the stakes couldn't be higher. The big tech giants, Meta, Google, Amazon, and Microsoft, are all vying to dethrone NVIDIA, the reigning champ of AI compute.
And let me guess, they're not sending each other polite letters challenging each other to a duel. They're building their own AI chips.
Spot on. It's all about breaking free from NVIDIA's grip, and each company has thrown down the gauntlet with some impressive silicon. Let's start with Meta's MTIA lineup. Imagine chips so powerful, they make your smartphone look like a calculator from the 90s.
So, Meta's going all in with these MTIA chips. But what's the big deal about using RISC-V? I mean, besides sounding cool.
RISC-V is like the open-source utopia of chip architectures. It gives Meta the freedom to customize their chips without getting tangled in licensing fees or restrictions. It's like choosing between a pre-made sandwich and making your own gourmet burger.
Yum. I'll take the burger any day. How about Google? They've been in the custom chip game for a while, right?
Absolutely. They're the seasoned veterans here. Their latest, the Trillium chip, is a beast. It's like if you took a sports car and gave it jet engines. We're talking about massive compute gains and the ability to link up over 100,000 of these chips for world-dominating AI power.
Whoa, that's a lot of chips. And here I was excited about having two chips in my phone. What's Amazon's angle in this race?
Amazon's playing a strategic game with their Trainium 3 chips. Think of it as the Swiss Army knife of AI chips. Versatile, powerful, and it's got the backing of heavy hitters like Anthropic and OpenAI. It's not just about brute force. It's about efficiency and integration with the cloud.
Efficiency, got it. Like getting the most bang for your buck. And Microsoft? They're not exactly newbies to the tech game.
Right. Microsoft's Maya 200 is like the sniper of AI chips, focused, precise, and deadly efficient at inference tasks. That's the real battleground now, serving AI models to users without breaking the bank.
So we've got our lineup, but where does that leave NVIDIA? Are they just watching from the sidelines?
Hardly. NVIDIA's still the heavyweight champion here. Their latest, the B300 Blackwell Ultra, is like the AI chip equivalent of a tank. But the real story is how NVIDIA's dominance is being challenged on all fronts.
And I guess that means good news for developers in the AI industry, right? More competition, more innovation.
Exactly. It's not just about who has the biggest chip on the block. This race is pushing the boundaries of what's possible in AI, making it cheaper and more accessible for everyone. From cloud costs dropping to developers needing to become fluent in multiple chip languages, it's a brave new world.
Brave and slightly terrifying. But that's tech for you. Well, it looks like we're out of time. Thanks for tuning into the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Alex, any parting words?
Just that in the world of tech, the only constant is change. And right now, that change is happening at the chip level. It's an exciting time to be in tech.
Couldn't agree more. Until next time, keep your circuits cool and your curiosity hot. Thanks for listening.